American Language Course, Book 24, Tape 4B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 4B. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the words that are underlined in the dialogue. Then repeat them.
Dismissed. Dismissed. Dismissal. Dismissal. Confined. Confined. Admitted. Admitted. Surgery. Surgery. Disease. Disease. Get over. Get over. Recover. Recover. Recovery. Recovery. Admits. Admits. Typical. Typical.
Now listen to the dialogue. Don't repeat.
Hi, Dan. Were you dismissed early from class?
No, Ben. Dismissal is at the usual time, but I haven't been to class lately.
How come?
Because I've been confined to a hospital bed.
I'm sorry to hear that. When did you come home?
The hospital discharged me yesterday.
Why were you admitted to the hospital? Did you have an operation?
No, I didn't need surgery this time, but I may later.
Did you have some kind of disease?
Yes, and I still do. I can't get over this illness.
Wouldn't you recover your health faster in the hospital?
No, recovery is slower when you can't get enough sleep.
Hospital patients often don't get a lot of rest. It's true.
Even the doctor admits that's a typical complaint. Look at the dialogue again. Listen to the questions, then say the answers. Take Dan's part.
Hi, Dan. Were you dismissed early from class? How come? I'm sorry to hear that. When did you come home? Why were you admitted to the hospital? Did you have an operation? Did you have some kind of disease? Wouldn't you recover your health faster in the hospital? Hospital patients often don't get a lot of rest. It's true.
Look at Figure 2 now. Listen to the question, then circle the correct answer.
Number 1. Is Private Jones confined to the base? Number 2. Will the guards admit me to the base? Number 3. Will you have surgery on your broken leg? Number 4. Does that patient have heart disease? Number 5. How long did it take you to get over the flu? Number 6. When did the instructor dismiss the class? Number 7. Was the patient's recovery a surprise? Number 8. Did Alice admit that she was wrong? Number 9. Is this a typical dormitory room? Number 10. Is the bell a signal for dismissal? Number 11. Has Mary recovered the use of her voice?
Now check your answers.
Number 1 is B. Number 2 is B. Number 3 is A. Number 4 is A. Number 5 is B. Number 6 is A. Number 7 is A. Number 8 is B. Number 9 is A. Number 10 is B. Number 11 is A.
Listen to the questions again, then say the answers. Let's use number 1 as an example. Listen. Is Private Jones confined to the base? Now read the answer. Repeat. No, he can leave the base whenever he wants to. Now listen and answer the question.
Number 2. Will the guards admit me to the base? Number 3. Will you have surgery on your broken leg? Number 4. Does that patient have heart disease? Number 5. How long did it take you to get over the flu? Number 6. When did the instructor dismiss the class? Number 7. Was the patient's recovery a surprise? Number 8. Did Alice admit that she was wrong? Number 9. Is this a typical dormitory room? Number 10. Is the bell a signal for dismissal? Number 11. Has Mary recovered the use of her voice?
Look at figure 3 now. Repeat the underlined words.
X-rays. X-rays. X-rayed. X-rayed. Injected. Injected. Any place. any place. Skull. Skull. Brain. Brain. Pull through. Pull through. Assures. Assures.
Now listen to the paragraphs. Don't repeat.
In the hospital, Dan underwent a series of tests and x-rays. Before Dan was x-rayed, Dr. Harrison injected a special dye into Dan's veins. Because of the dye, the x-rays showed Dan's internal condition clearly. The doctor saw nothing serious any place in the photographs of Dan's stomach or intestines. The test results indicated a severe food allergy, though. In addition, the x-rays of Dan's skull indicated an abnormal condition. To correct it, Dr. Harrison will have to operate on Dan's brain. Although brain surgery is quite risky, he is confident that Dan will pull through it. He assures Dan that his condition will not improve without the operation. In fact, it will only grow worse. With it, however, his good health will return.
Now answer some questions about the paragraphs. Use the underlined words in your answers.
What did Dan undergo in the hospital? Repeat. He underwent a series of tests and x-rays. What did Dr. Harrison do before Dan was x-rayed? Repeat. He injected a special dye into Dan's veins. Did the doctor see something serious anywhere in the photographs of Dan's stomach and intestines? Repeat. No, he saw nothing serious anyplace. Do any of the x-rays indicate that something is wrong? Repeat. Yes, the x-rays of his skull indicate an abnormal condition. What will Dr. Harrison have to operate on to correct the condition? Repeat. He'll have to operate on Dan's brain. Is he sure Dan will recover from the operation? Repeat. Yes, he's sure Dan will pull through it. What does the doctor think about the operation? Repeat. He assures Dan that his condition will not improve without the operation. Look at figure 4 now. Listen to the dialogues and write the missing words. Number 1. What does the picture on the label of this bottle mean?
That's the skull and crossbones. It's the symbol for poison.
Number two.
My arm is swollen, but I don't think it's broken.
You'd better have it x-rayed to be sure.
Number three.
Was your grandfather's operation successful?
No, it wasn't. He didn't pull through.
Number four.
I'm worried. The engine sounds strange.
I assure you that everything is all right.
Number five.
Are my teeth in good condition, doctor?
Yes, the x-rays indicate that your teeth are fine.
Number six.
Have you lost your car keys?
Yes, I can't find them anyplace.
Number seven.
How is the new engine different from the old one?
Fuel is injected into its cylinders.
Number eight.
Mr. Parks doesn't seem the same since his accident.
No, the damage to his brain affected his whole personality.
Check your answers.
Number one is skull. S-K-U-L-L. Number two is x-rayed. X-R-A-Y-E-D. Number three is pull through. P-U-L-L. Pull through. T-H-R-O-U-G-H. Number four is assure. A-S-S-U-R-E. Number five is x-rays. X-R-A-Y-S. Number six is anyplace. A-N-Y-P-L-A-C-E. Number seven is injected. I-N-J-E-C-T-E-D. Number eight is brain. B-R-A-I-N.
Now listen to the questions in the dialogue and say the answers. Number one.
What does the picture on the label of this bottle mean?
Number two.
My arm is swollen, but I don't think it's broken.
Number three.
Was your grandfather's operation successful?
Number four.
I'm worried. The engines sound strange.
Number five.
Are my teeth in good condition, doctor?
Number six.
Have you lost your car keys?
Number seven.
How is the new engine different from the old one?
Number eight.
Mr. Parks doesn't seem the same since his accident.
Look at figure five and pronounce the words.
Number one. Repeat. Pin. pine. Number two. Repeat. Far, fair. Number three. Repeat. Rod, road. Number four. Repeat. Mutt, mute. Number five. Repeat. Not, note. Number six. Repeat. Pal, pale. Number seven. Repeat. Rip, ripe. Number eight. Repeat. Can, cane. Number nine. Repeat. Cub, cube. Number ten. Repeat. Fad, fade.
Look at figure six. Circle the word you hear. Listen.
Number one. Par. Number two. Code. Number three. Wine. Number four. Tub. Number five. Tot. Number six. Hid. Number seven, main. Number eight, care. Number nine, rid. Number ten, mate.
Let's check our answers.
Number one is par, P-A-R. Number two is code, C-O-D-E. Number three, T-O-T. Number six is hid, H-I-D. Number seven is main, M-A-N-E. Number eight is care, C-A-R-E. Number nine is rid, R-I-D. Number ten is mate, M-A-T-E.
This is the end of tape 4B, book 24.